Lively Stone's Meditations for Thursday, 12th of August, 2021. Hebrews 2, verses 11 to 12. The passage below was one of Stan's praise quotes a few days ago, number 1795, I think. When the enemy came upon me to devour me, he stumbled and fell to the ground. Though an host of men were encamped against me, yet will I put my trust in him. I felt that I should search for the appropriate scripture, which is Psalm 27, I think. But my quotation is not that, but from Hebrews chapter 2. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly I will sing praise to you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I and the children whom God has given me. My interest was in, yet will I put my trust in him. The writer to the Hebrews makes it clear that the sanctifier and the sanctified, the Holy One and those who have been made holy, become one. That bond of oneness is thus one of complete and unreserved trust. We often talk or sing of putting our trust in him, which surely is our earnest desire. But we must also keep to the forefront of our faith that Jesus says, Here am I, and the children whom God has given me. When we trust in him, he calls us brothers. A Holy Command, Oswald Chambers on Love. Love for God does not spring naturally out of the human heart, but it is open to us to choose whether we will have the love of God imparted to us by the Holy Spirit. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Romans chapter 5, verse 5, and see also Luke chapter 11, verse 13. We are emphasizing just now the need of voluntary choice. It is of no use to pray, O Lord, for more love. Give me love like thine. I do want to love thee better. If we have not begun at the first place, and that is to choose to receive the Holy Spirit, who will shed abroad the love of God in our hearts. From Biblical Psychology.